Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflict media reports. We connect dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Melinda Johnson in the house. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. You know, I must admit that they should have been celebrating January 25th. The celebration for January 25th, one of them, is something that maybe we should have been doing for the last 8 years. Because one of the items on January 25th is National Opposite Day. Now, if our Congress and President have been doing everything the opposite of what they did, our economy might have been doing a lot better. I'm just saying, but it's putting all that out there. But maybe the other celebration for January 25th is what they were indulging in. And maybe that's why we got where we got. National Irish Coffee Day. I have before me a clear cup or something you cannot see through. Can't show the logo on there. We're not doing that anymore. But I wonder if there's some Irish coffee right there. We're not going to announce that, but you never know. Moving right along. Dow Jones, how about that? Just passed 20,000 for the first time this morning, over 20,000. Kind of a nice little milestone. Does it mean anything? Not really. The whole thought, though, unbelievable. Market continues to jump up. Oil. Now, that's an interesting one. Oil's up 6 cents, $53.24 per barrel, which means the national gas price is $2.29.7. Here in the state of confusion, $2.79.5 is our price, pretty close to the tops in the country. I think Hawaii goes ahead of us, and that's probably the only state in the union that pays more for gas than we pay right here in the state of confusion. But, you know, something at least we can say that Jerry Brown is saving the climate and the criminal illegals. So yeah, there's trade-offs. You pay higher in gas, and those are just some of the little trade-offs that we deal with here. U.S. 10-year Treasury up again. It's $2.507 is the yield on the 10-year Treasury, which tells us that when the rates, 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, come out tomorrow morning from Freddie Mac, and they might be a little bit higher. It depends if the survey was done on Monday or if it's being done today. We'll see what happens. That's just the way that market works. So if you're still contemplating whether you should buy a house, refinance your house, you might not want to be waiting too long. I love watching some of the commentaries that come across. Elijah Cummings. Now, he's about as partisan as you get, House Democrat. Worried about the wrong sort of voter transgression. Have you been watching any of the protests coming out? Amazing watching some of these things going on. When all we hear about, now even the unions are praising the president, yet Elijah Cummings, he has nothing good to say. Unbelievable how the partisanship continues going on. But hopefully, and you know that I'm a little conservative, we've talked about Jeff Flake's waste book that he comes out with now, that I forgot the senator in Oklahoma that used to do this, but Jeff Flake took it over. The waste in Washington. Well, here's a couple of items. These are proposed by Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. These are some of his proposals to save money. Now, here's just a couple of them. Corporation for Public Broadcasting Subsidy, $445 million. We spend for public broadcasting, really? Save America's Treasures Program, $25 million. Legal Services, $420 million. National Endowment for the Arts. They are the ones that bring you fish on treadmills, monkeys on treadmills, and $5 million to study the party habits of college sororities and fraternities. Think we could save some of the money from the National Endowment of the Arts, $167 million a year? Now, I've offered many, many times, and the National Endowment of the Arts said that they were spending $5 million to study the party habits of college sororities and fraternities. I could probably give them the results of that for about 10% of the money. Just saying. Amtrak subsidies, $1.5 billion annually, duplicating education programs authorized by Congress, $1.3 billion. Woodrow Wilson Center subsidy, $20 million. Now, I love this one. This is really when you know that you've got somebody that's looking to save money. Cut in half the printing and binding expenses for Congress. That'll save us $47 million a year. What can you spend if that's $47 million printing and binding for Congress? That means they're spending almost $100 million a year for something that they're not reading anyway. I mean, Nancy Pelosi told us.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Think about that. Maybe they can get it on their electronic devices. Just a thought. Cut the federal budget, travel budget, in half. $7.5 billion every year. $7.5 billion. Now, I don't know what it means. Beach replenishment, $95 million annually. Are we running out of beaches, or are they building new beaches? What's that all about? I don't get that one. Unbelievable. Energy Star program, $50 million. Economic assistance to Egypt, $250 million we spend every year there. Presidential campaign fund, $775 million over 10 years. No funding for federal office space acquisition, $864 million. Are you getting the idea here? Billions and billions of dollars. Amazing, isn't it? Eliminate taxpayer subsidies to the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, $12.5 million. Look at this, total savings on this. Are you ready for this one? Are you ready for these numbers, the total savings? Now, we've got a $20 trillion debt, $2.5 trillion over 10 years. I guess my timing's off a little bit. Imagine saving $2.5 trillion just by cutting some of these budget items. Trim the federal vehicle budget, $600 million. It's amazing where Washington wastes your money and mine. I'm just going on there, giving you some of the numbers. Now, you tell me which one of those numbers. I've got the Facebook page wide open right now. You can go to Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. Tell me which of those are essential and you believe we need to pay interest, pay China, to have those budget items going on. Just let me know. Moving right along. Here's a new story. I just saw this one this morning. Where homeowners saved the most on taxes in 2017. Are you ready for this one? Where homeowners saved the most in taxes? San Francisco, California, number one in the country. $5,479 they save in federal income tax by owning a home in San Francisco. In San Jose, you can save, doesn't give us the number, but they came in number two, Washington, D.C., number three. New York City is number four, Seattle, followed by Los Angeles and San Diego are on the list as well. Places where we save the most money in taxes. Just a couple thoughts right there. Home ownership, another way to save money. Unless you like sending extra money to Washington, D.C., I would just suggest go buy a house. It might be something good for you. We're going to chat more about that in depth today, so don't go away. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Rent versus own. We're going to chat about it. Buying a home is more affordable than renting in 66% of the U.S. counties. Now, there's a little over 3,100 counties in the U.S. So over 2,000 counties, it's cheaper to own a home or buy a home than rent a home. Just a thought there. How to close a secured credit card. Looking to get a mortgage in 2017? We'll let you know what you need to know about that as well. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com, you have a credit report, and it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer, they have the solution for you. How to close a secured credit card is the subject this morning. Well, think about this. Number one, do you know what a secured credit card is? It is a great tool if you are looking to increase your credit scores. And if, or if you have no established credit, it works for both equally as well, as long as you get the secured credit card from the right source. And what I mean by the right source is it has to be from somebody that is going to report to the, all three bureaus. A secured credit card is a credit card, just like what it says. You put up the money, it secures your card, then you go out and use the card, make payments, use the card, make payments. But at the end of the, and you want three of these if you're trying to build credit. So if you have $1,000, put $300 on each one of them, or $300 and change on each one of them, if whatever you're doing. So that's the idea of the credit card, get three of them. Keep the credit card balance low. You want to keep that debt to credit ratio below 30%, just like on the other cards that we talked to you about. Now, when you're closing the card, make your payments, pay the card off in full. Then go in and ask for them to refund your deposit Make sure you find out when you're getting that deposit back. Make sure you have it documented who you spoke to, when you requested that coming back. Now, in many instances, if you can afford it, leave that card open for a while. It can take between 60 and 120 days for you to get your security deposit back. But you want to make sure you've got other credit available in that time, because you don't want to then undo everything that you've already done. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com, and as we do every Wednesday. Red wine means it's time for Wednesday morning chat with Robert Mott, but I think Robert might have had a little bit too much of that Trump wine that we were talking about last week. So Robert's a little under the weather. We're going to bypass that. Think about, if you didn't get some of that Trump wine, check it out. Montecito, I don't know. Good stuff, but check it out. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people for that great wine. And we're going to have to start working on this, because now we've got a little less time. Make sure you tune in next week. We'll have Robert chatting about Super Bowl wine pairings. We're going to chat about that with Robert next week. But today we get to talk about real estate. Melinda Johnson's in the house. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I shared this picture earlier today on all of our social media channels. And we always, we'd like to talk about the concept, and I'm just going to go from a baseline, because I don't, it's always, I use a lot of national numbers. This comes from the U.S. Census. Then they talk about median asking rent since 1988. And if you look at the chart, and again, we posted on all the social media channels, just go to Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, you'll find it. Median rent 1988 on their numbers here, $340 apparently is what they're looking at, median national. And now, I wish you could get a stock chart to look like this. Straight up, over $850 is the median national rent. Do you think we're going to turn that chart around at all, Melinda?
No. In fact, we're seeing that chart continue to grow, and it's a steep up.
It's amazing. Now, you have some numbers for Orange County, right?
I do. Yeah, I have 2015's median rent for Orange County. So we're at $2,800, according to Trulia, last year for the median rent in Orange County.
$2,800 for Orange County. So about, what's that, almost triple, a little more than triple what the national numbers are.
Right. And I'm not a betting girl, but I would bet it's closer to $2,900 or $3,000 now. Just, you know, we do some property management. What we've seen in the market is nothing but increasing rents.
Now, one of the things we want to differentiate or just comment on quickly is the thought that when Melinda's talking about $2,800, whatever the number is, the apartment owners are talking about, I think 1882 is the last number I saw from the Orange County Apartment Association. That doesn't take into account all the condos, townhouses, single family homes that are for rent. And we obviously know we've got some of those at higher prices. And then there's all the ultra high end along the coast that's going to be thrown into those numbers too. So that's where the difference comes from, the numbers that we've talked about from time to time. So now, so you're looking at $2,800 on a rent. That can buy a pretty significant house.
Right. So I was just doodling out the numbers really quick. Not that I'm a lender, but principal and interest at, you know, today's rate of 4 1/8, that's a $600,000 purchase.
That's a serious $600,000 purchase. So let's think about that. $600,000 purchase, and I'm not doing too good on math this morning. That's about $21,000-$22,000 as down payment with an FHA loan.
Right, and that's what I did, a 3.5%, your principal and interest count to that 2015 median rent.
Isn't that amazing?
It's incredible.
And now when you rent a piece of property, and we're going to get kind of – don't go, we'll get in depth in a little bit, but right now, just the basics of it. When we rent a piece of property, at the end of the year, what is our change in our financials look like? right? 3,000. So let's round it off. 3,000. It's an easier number.
Right. Then we can. So I think at the end of the year, if we're paying $3,000 a month in rent, we've just paid $36,000 for the year, and we own nothing.
Other than 12 pieces of paper called rent receipts.
Right.
Right. I mean, you got nothing other than and the owner of that property. Some portion of that, in most instances, 70% of the time, we know that people have a mortgage on their properties. So the owner now has a property that has got a little more equity in it.
Yep.
Right? They've probably got 5%. We'll just use a round number of 5% more equity on that property, $600,000 property. So they've got $30,000 more in equity.
Right. They've got some appreciation that's happened.
Yeah. They've got $30,000 appreciation. The equity position is because we've paid part of that $30,000 from the rent. Part of it went to a tax write-off.
Yep.
What is the tax write-off for the rent, for the renter?
Let me see. That would be zero.
Zero, right? We're not
zero.
Giving tax advice, but right. We no tax write-off. So they get a tax bill and probably going to pay a higher tax bracket because they get no deductions for it.
Correct.
It baffles me how many people continue to look, and I sit in a real estate office frequently, and I'm talking to real estate people all the time, and you see all these people looking to rent. Now, can you give me a few of the examples? Why do people call you to rent a piece of property?
Probably the number one reason is people don't think it's possible. There's huge misconceptions, and I'm, you know, being in the industry, I'm honestly floored at how often people think that there is no way for them to purchase. The misconception still, you know, with large payments or that you have to have an 800 credit score. And you know, people are surprised when I share some basic information on, you know, credit scores, FICO scores, with, you know, the FHA program. People just don't realize the doors that are open to them.
That's amazing. And we're not even going to play Family Feud here. So we know the number one is don't think it's possible.
Right. That's definitely the number one answer is people just don't think it's possible for them.
Part of it, I think, has to do with an education. Right? I mean, because they've got, like you said, the misconception of the down payment, the misconception of the FICO score, and then they talk to their mother, brother, neighbor, and they say, well, you don't, you know, we've always rented, right? So they start looking at this saying, well, we've got this bad habit.
Right.
Right?
Yes. And then the next one is bad math.
Okay. Explain that a little bit.
You know, I hear often that, well, gosh, if the water heater breaks, you know, I'm going to have to water heater. And, you know, I love not having to pay for that. And I say, what do you mean not having to pay for that? You're actually very much paying for that. And you can do some of the simple math in terms of the advantages of owning and show them, you know, you're actually paying a fortune for that broken water heater.
Okay. So you had said earlier that you do some property management.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about property management, it's basically just another business, right?
Correct.
So as the owner of a piece of property, the components of what they're charging is going to be principal for the property, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interest expense,
mm-hmm.
Maintenance. Okay. What else are they going to throw in there?
Insurance.
And then obviously the biggie at the end of the line, right, is profit.
Right.
Right. So the in with that rent payment, we've got principal, interest, maintenance, insurance, and profit.
Right.
The only part that we're not going to pay if we are a homeowner is the owner's profit.
Right.
Right? We don't have
right.
to pay their profit. We get to keep that.
Right.
So
you get to save that.
So that's just a basic math equation of any business, but people think that real estate is different. So I don't have to pay for the water heater that goes out. Now, if the water heater doesn't go out, a good business person is setting up a fund for maintenance, right?
Correct. And there's also insurances in place as well. You know, whenever you buy a home, usually you get a home warranty with that, or you can purchase a home warranty with that, which really covers the vast majority of your systems for that first year, and you can continue it year after year. So even if you don't have a fund, you could just have that insurance in place. There's different ways to, you know, be able to address that.
So what's the rough cost of that insurance?
It depends on the size of the property, but it may run, you know, anywhere from a couple $100, $275 to, you know, $500, $600 if you've got a fancy saltwater pool and, you know, all kinds of additional items on there that you want to cover.
So let's go with that high end that you mentioned. It's $600.
Uh-huh. And that's rare. Most,
right?
That's the exception.
That's pretty rare.
Yeah.
So that's $50 a month.
Right.
So we're saying, okay, I don't want to buy a house. I'd rather pay. We're going to have to get into the math on the tax side when we come back on what our tax savings are on that, what do you say, a $3,000 a month rent payment versus own payment. We'll talk about the tax advantages when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Buying a home more affordable than renting in 66% of the U.S. counties. We'll talk about that. And what do you need to know about getting a mortgage in 2017? All of that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus?
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Start that home search now.
Find your dream home before somebody else does. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. NEST, N-E-S-T, to 7564. Get on a home search today. It'll give you some great information right there, and it costs you absolutely nothing, and there's no advertising. Buying a home is more affordable than renting in 66% of the U.S. counties, according to ATTOM Data Solutions. It's their 2017 Rental Affordability Report. Buying a home is more affordable than renting in 354 of the 540 U.S. counties they analyzed. The report found that making monthly house payments on a median-priced home, which again is less than our homes are here in Orange County, including mortgage, property taxes, and insurance, more affordable than the fair market rent on a three-bedroom property in 354 counties of the 540 that they analyzed, two-thirds of the counties. Pretty interesting information. Now, here's the big issue, and it's something that I share with you on a regular basis. And you can look at the chart that we posted going back all the way to 1988. Rents will continue to rise. That is not a surprise. Mortgage interest rates are still very, very low. Before you sign or rent a new lease, let's chat. Let's get you on the path to home ownership, because even though we can with fairly good certainty say rents will rise, just equal certainty, I can tell you that on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, your rent your mortgage payment will not change over that 30-year period, unless you make a decision to change it. Like if interest rates go down and you want to restructure, you're able to do that. If you need to take cash out at some point in time, you can do that. Debt consolidation loans are available. And if you've got student loans, what better way to get those paid off than to watch the equity in your primary residence rise, refinance that, restructure that, pay off your student loans, and not have that spread of interest? It's called arbitrage. Just a thought for you. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Start looking for your dream home today. So we're chatting with Melinda Johnson this morning, Freedom First Properties. We are chatting about the concept here. We were talking before the break about the tax benefits, because we talked about the principal, interest, maintenance, insurance, and profit. All that goes into your rent payment. Every landlord is going to charge all those same things. They pass them along. Now, when if someone's renting, I believe that they should probably have own insurance, right?
Right, renter's insurance.
Renter's insurance. Mm-hmm. So now we're paying double insurance in addition to all those other things. But we talked about before a $3,000 a month mortgage or rent payment. Just on a low end, I mean, we'll round off again, because I think the lowest tax bracket we have is like 28% federal plus the state. Mm-hmm. So if we said that someone's in the 30% tax bracket on a $3,000 a month property, am I right in saying that's $900 a month savings in taxes?
Right. You would have about 2,000 of that 3,000 that would be going roughly to interest, just a little bit less.
Okay.
So a quarter of that.
A quarter of $2,500 a month there. So we can save $6,000 a year. So we're actually and again, no tax here, but we were giving tax advice. You were telling your mother, right? You could say, Mom, you can probably change your withholding right away.
Right. And what a lot of people don't understand is you can, you know, go to your HR department or your employer, and you can actually change your withholdings and change the amount you're bringing home in your paycheck. Like that can be a real day one dollar sign benefit that you can get.
And most people, again, no tax advice. You're filling out your tax forms in the next 2 months. Ask your tax preparer if you've got the right withholding for your situation, because you should be checking and doing a new W-4 every year. It's just a federal form, and then you fill that out, give it to your HR department, and they do the withholdings based on what your tax people are telling you is your W-4 form. That's the simple form that you fill out for that purpose. So real quick math is saving $500 on day one. So the real cost is actually out of pocket
less when you own it than when you're buying it.
Absolutely.
By a ton.
Right. And then there's the next component of that $3,000. The rest of that is actually going to equity. It's paying down your loan balance. So it's a bit like a forced savings plan. So.
And that's where we come up with the idea. And we might talk about this, I don't know, maybe Friday. We'll chat about how you can retire just using your mortgage, using a mortgage strategy. And it takes time. It's not something that happens overnight. But because of what Melinda shared just there, it's a forced savings account. It's not the 401k. It's not the IRA. And when you do a refinance or restructuring your loan, and if you want to take cash out, there's no taxes on that either. Pretty simple stuff.
It's a beautiful thing.
So let's look at some numbers, the concept, because one of the things that we want to think about is, you know, what is my break-even point? How long is it going to take me to, if I'm thinking about buying or renting and I don't know how long I'm going to stay? Do you have any thoughts on that part, Melinda?
Yeah, there's some interesting data out there. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name of.
Sure.
Zillow has it out there. They have something called the break-even horizon. And what they took a lot look at is they did the algorithms, the math, to say how long should I rent before it makes more sense to buy something. So, you know, people will say, oh, I'm only going to be here for a few years, or, you know, I don't know where I'm going to land, so maybe I shouldn't buy something. Well, that data is really interesting. And they looked at a lot of the major metropolitan areas. The closest one to us is Riverside County. And that was 2 years. So if you were going to rent for 2 years, it made more sense to buy rather than rent, even for that short period of time. That's how well the math works out.
Amazing. That's not very long, 2 years. So the idea there, again, you're just starting out. And again, I've talked to you about this before. I'm not a big fan of some of the national gurus on real estate that base themselves in the deep south, where they're talking about $100,000 properties and you have to wait until you've got, you know, 70% down payment and then do a 15-year loan. That doesn't work here in Southern California. Our math is not quite the same. So you're thinking about that, you can get in. So they're talking Riverside there. I know the county lending limit in Riverside is just under, for FHA, under just a little bit under $380,000. So let's call that $400,000 because I'm easy on the math, right?
I appreciate that.
So that's what, about 3.5% down, under $15,000 to get in.
Correct.
Right? So think about that now. If we're going to go in and for that $3,000 a month property, so we said $15,000 as your down payment. And there's some extra, some tricks in there that Melinda can help you with, but we'll get to there in a minute. But for a $3,000 a month rental property or lease property, just a guess in most instances, what is somebody going to need as far as the down payment for their lease?
Well, they're going to need first month's rent.
Okay.
And they're going to need a security that equal to first month's rent. And then if they have, you know, a pet, that can be another $500 to $1,000.
Okay, so we're looking at there, you're going to tie up somewhere between
roughly $10,000.
$10,000 versus $15,000.
Right.
Now, here's the other one. We talked about this in the last couple of days. We were chatting about don't forget your closing costs. Right? If you're buying a piece of property, don't forget the closing costs. You've got to have to deal with closing costs somehow. And it's obviously the best way to deal with closing costs is before you close. You don't want to have a surprise on signing day, right? I mean, that's a pretty simple concept there. Are there ways of dealing with closing costs?
Absolutely. There's many ways of dealing with closing costs. Sometimes there are sources of funds that people are not considering, you know, 401ks or employer programs. But one of my favorite ways to deal with them, you know, particularly when you're moving from a renter to a buyer, is to have the seller pay them.
I like that idea. Anytime I can get the seller to pay something that I don't have to pay back, that's a positive.
Right. That's a beautiful thing.
Right. And again, we're talking here about the concept of a couple of things that you need to understand. Number one, not every real estate agent understands how to make this happen. Not every real estate agent understands the guidelines to make this happen. I've shared with you many, many times, I do have a real estate license. I do not practice because I'm not qualified to do it. Right, I have not studied it. I don't have the experience for it. That's what Melinda does. That's what her team does. There's great agents. You know, Melinda doesn't go to San Diego. So I'll put you in touch with somebody in San Diego who understands this concept. Now, generally,
It's not going to be the person that just got their license last week unless they're on a great team. So there are ways of dealing with it, but there's a lot of ways. Closing costs are one of them. You can increase your interest rate a little bit and get some assistance from your lender. There's assistance programs. I'm going to call on mom and dad or grandma and grandpa and see if they want to help you out. We've talked about that with our reverse mortgage programs, right? Let grandma see that you're going to have a house and let her share in the enjoyment of that while she can still see you're enjoying it, right? So there's a lot of different ways of dealing with this. We're going to chat about more about it. Now, the first thing Melinda said when we first started talking about buying a new home versus renting was people don't think it's possible. We're going to solve that situation when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We'll also talk about what you need to know about getting a mortgage in 2017. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, we'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that home, call, put you in touch with our friends at Gold Star. They can help you. FHA loans, VA loans, first-time buyer loans, they've got them all. pretty simple process nowadays. As long as you understand what the game is, and that's what we're talking about, here's what you need to know about getting a mortgage. First off, understand that getting a mortgage is going to take about 5 hours of your time. 5 hours of your time. Pretty big investment, and that's what it's going to take. Of that 5 hours, I'm going to tell you right now, about an hour of it, you're going to feel like is a total waste of time. There's reasons for that, and I can explain that to you, but there's logical reasons for it. Everything has to be documented like crazy. In 2007, we had a two-step loan process. Step number one is, could you fog a mirror? Step number two is, you were approved. That's all it took. And you just threw a few docs, sign here, here's your document, here's your loan. It's not that way anymore. So what do you need? Well, you're going to need to have a source of income, documentable income. You need to have tax returns, bank statements, where did the money come from? It's not that difficult if you have somebody that understands what they're doing. You get a checklist, and you just go down the checklist. I need everything that's on there. Well, why do I need this? Because you need it. Get it. That's the answer to it. If you've been divorced, you need a copy of the divorce decree. Why do you need that? I don't know. I don't care. You need it. And the real reason is because they want to see what your liabilities are, what your expenses are. There's reasons for all of it. If you just go through and get everything that's on there, it's going to make your life a whole lot easier in the long run. And hopefully you've got somebody competent that's helping you with that checklist. I'd be happy to give you a copy of the one that we use. It's very, very detailed. It's not that difficult. It might take, like I say, it's going to take you a little bit of time, but the investment, the return on investment, that's what it's all about, and getting you into a home. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. We started off our conversation with Melinda Johnson this morning, and we were talking about the number one reason people are buying or renting or leasing and don't go to buy a home is they don't think it's possible. Kind of an interesting concept. Now, we know just from looking at statistics, we get the reports all the time, that will say, you know, people are misinformed about FICO scores, misinformed about the amount of down payment money that's needed. They watch these dumb commercials. In fact, the commercials got pulled off because the company that was showing the commercial saying about you've got an 850 FICO score, you can get an interest rate of whatever. I think they were pulled off and they were fined like $22 million just recently. So it gives you an idea about why people are misinformed. But Melinda, let's chat a little bit about a game plan. You know, maybe there are people that can't get they don't have that $8,000 or $10,000 down payment, although they're going to spend $6,000 for the lease.
Right.
And then hope they get their security deposit back or fight for that back. But are there times when you find it where a plan for home ownership makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of those things, you know, you talked about the misconception for the FICO score, for the down payment. One of the places where a game plan comes in is kind of a third subset there, which is the sins of their credit past. They think cannot be overcome. You know, they made some bad financial decisions, or they lost jobs, you know, in the economic downturn and had to make some tough decisions, you know, with respect to paying some bills or letting some bills go. So they think that once they've got that blemish, you know, that just kind of cut off the path to ownership.
That's an interesting concept, because that, and I consulted with a young couple just recently who had a bankruptcy. And the bankruptcy was about 4 years ago, something like that. And so they said, well, we'll never buy again. Right? Bankruptcy doesn't withhold somebody from buying.
Right.
Now, the credit report, like you said, may have some blemishes on there. And in many instances, the blemishes that remain from a bankruptcy are erroneous. Right. I mean, almost every bankruptcy I've seen on credit reports, they leave remnants on there that are errors. It's just the way it is. So sometimes it'll take a little bit of time to correct that.
Right.
But if you're working with a great real estate professional, I'm going to suggest that they've really got to have that conversation, rent versus own, right? And have that game plan in place.
Right. It's definitely in their best interest. And, you know, the simple math, and, you know, you can overcome the hurdles. You can, you know, no matter what was in that credit background, there is a path to ownership. you know, that can be forged sitting down with the right professionals. And that real estate agent should have, you know, a great lender who can get them on that path, you know, a credit repair person if they need it, who can get them on that path. There's a road.
Now, there's two different loan programs that are out there and two different groups of people. And I don't want to get into loan programs, but I do want to get into a couple of myths. As a real estate professional, you have listings and you also help buyers.
Correct.
When you see an offer that comes in and it's from somebody that's dealing with that has a veteran's eligibility, does that cut them out of buying?
No, absolutely not. That's a fantastic program. You know, the eligibility, you know, it's tough. They obviously had to serve in our armed forces, but then, you know, it's a program that really is set to open the door for our service people. So it's a fantastic, I love that program.
So it doesn't cut you out on, doesn't turn your sellers off.
No, but there's misconceptions that even amongst real estate agents, you know, that's somehow a difficult loan, you know, that there's items that could be called out that the vet can't pay for. But let's be honest, with purchasing a home, the buyer generally doesn't pay for repairs that are negotiated. So why that's seen as some sort of detriment, in my opinion, is, you know, misconceptions on buyers, misconceptions on sellers, and misconceptions within the real estate industry itself.
So it goes right back to the very beginning where we were talking about having somebody, an experienced agent who's kind of being your coach.
Right.
Right. FHA, does that turn off your sellers?
I sure hope not, because the vast majority of loans that are done are FHA. So, you know, it's a fantastic program. In fact, I find that when properties are not FHA eligible, to turn that around. Like if you have, say, a condo complex that you're selling in where FHA loans are not accepted for certain reasons, that actually can, I think, have a negative impact on the value of the homes in that complex. It's a fantastic loan. It opens up the door to ownership, and I think it has an increase on the value of a home.
So the loan programs are there. That's the simple part. Now we got to get into, and I'm going to, don't take this as a sexist issue, but it's reality. Most instances, the ladies are going to be the one who's going to decide the property. Men might have a vote in the financing, but I know in my household, I don't get a vote when it comes to the property. My wife takes care of that. It's her house, I'm just a habitant of it, right?
Right. Speaking from my personal experience, that's what I observe, is the woman more, in a male-female relationship, the woman tends to more influence what the nest is going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So what about the idea of I can only afford X and it's not my forever home?
Yeah, the forever or never fallacy, yeah. So people think that, I would say this is one of the top three things that stop people, is they think if I can't afford my forever home, then I'm not going to purchase. So the question is, should you never purchase just because initially you can't budget in your forever home, whatever that might be?
So you can start off with something small. The equity position, right? I mean, that's going to help you too, right? Because if you buy a $300,000 house, and there's plenty of $300,000 houses in Orange County and Inland Empire that people can buy. And going up, 5, 6, 7, 8% a year.
Right.
You wait 5 years, you can go to that next bigger home.
Right. You take those tax savings, you take that equity savings, you take that appreciation, and you walk that over to the doorstep of the next house that you do want to buy.
So it's just a stepping stool. It's another tool to get you into that next property.
That's right.
Think about that. Now, comparing that, I might have missed if you said this, but you look at that home you're buying doesn't have to be the forever if you're looking at leasing, because you're not looking at leasing. And I see this all the time. People are leasing a one-bedroom condo or loft that's 800 square feet. And when they go buy the house, when you chat with them about that, well, I need 3 bedrooms and a white picket fence and a pool.
Right.
Not the same property.
Right. Yeah, the standards change. Although the benefits, your standards should actually be lower on the purchase, in
right.
all honesty, because that's a great, you know, investment, but it's backwards.
Craziness. Well, I think we've beat to death the idea. Thinking about renting or leasing, I don't say you shouldn't do it, but I do say that you should call Melinda, get on the guide on the path to home ownership, figure out what your game plan is. Everybody's game plan is a little bit different, but they might find out, and I know that there are several people. Obviously, we're only in the first couple of weeks of the year, but I know that there's several people that Melinda's already helped get their home ownership or be a homeowner as opposed to a leaser, and we're only 3 weeks into the year. Think about that concept. Maybe you can be the next one, but we know for sure you can be the next one to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. Talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.